A growing body of scientific studies shows that electromagnetic fields from the extremely low frequencies common to power lines and radio frequency radiation, the kind from cell towers and mobile devices, may be harmful to wildlife as well as humans. A three-part review of the literature recommends the feds regulate electromagnetic radiation as pollution. B. Blake Levitt is author of two books on the subject and lead author of the study. She says RF radiation, even at low levels, caused harm in every animal model studied, especially bees and birds.
They depend on the Earth's natural magnetic fields for orientation, migration, food finding abilities, mating, nest and den building, territorial maintenance and defense.
The telecom industry says its products and towers are safe and comply with all federal regulations for human exposure. The study authors want the feds to create exposure standards for wildlife and plants, to designate the air as critical habitat, and then regulate electromagnetic radiation as an energetic pollutant. Study co-author Albert Manville is an adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins and a retired biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says we can't let industry profits override environmental concerns.
Yet the industry has proceeded going ahead. Now we have 5G rolling out in massive quantities without due diligence to determine are these sources of radiation safe not only to humans but to wildlife. The answer is no, they're not.
Dr. Joel Moskowitz is director of the Center for Family and Community Health at UC Berkeley. He says the problem is only going to grow.
The industry is putting up something like 800,000 small cell sites around the country, roughly doubling or tripling the current number of cell towers. So our ambient levels of exposure are going to increase dramatically within the next few years.
This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.